Editor. Finally, all the promises of the past are coming into focus with Mayor Henderson's proposed fresh water solutions. Water, the time is now. I feel confident that besides the Dusty Road proposed drilling location, there must be others on the West Seashelt side that might not have the same detrimental possibilities as that of the East Porpoise Bay side of the district. I am a supporter of raising the level of Chapman Lake, if only by a meter, using concrete blocks across the outlet. This would be a temporary measure to see if the millions of gallons captured would be sufficient to overcome the water restriction measures of the past. No poured concrete, but just a temporary experiment that would be monitored to protect the flow of water for salmon stocks entering Chapman Creek, yet enough to create a larger water reserve. The channel already exists, and I see no reason why that narrow passage couldn't be blocked, thereby creating millions of gallons of water in an elevated lake level. There are other potential natural reservoir locations like that existing directly below Chapman Falls and Burnett Falls. These sites would be for emergency use, as they have naturally formed basins capable of being dammed. We live in a coastal rainforest, and it appears we have not been using our imaginations to capture the runoff. I truly hope that the council under Seashelt's Mayor Henderson will get behind his initiative to finally bring fresh water solutions to the district of Seashelt. Doug Hockley, West Seashelt.